Hi, this is John St. John.
This is Dave Fenoy.
This is Ashley Birch.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
And you're listening to my favorite.
And you're listening?
Listen to this podcast.
Listen to the Game Fix Podcast.
To the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
Game Fix Show.
Hello, my friend. Stay a while and listen.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah.
What?
That does not taste good at all.
Spider-Man takes leaks. Hulk takes fucking shits.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go, Payday! Payday!
Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
I'm Mike.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream or our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you're not, facebook.com/gamefixshow and twitch.tv/gamefix.
That's right. Yeah, you can like he said, you can find us on our website, gamefixshow.com. A lot of other cool stuff there, like articles from Colonel Fancy himself, Michael, that you see at the bottom of the screen if you're watching live. And if you are watching live, you saw that we played a bunch of trailers this week, because to be honest, I couldn't decide which one I wanted to play. So, yeah, because they're all good. And I don't know. It's a great week for video games. I gotta say, man, it's a great week to be a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just is. So I feel like a special, I don't know what it is this week, but I know what it is. On Thursday they finally release Wednesday? Wait, today is the it is Thursday. I almost got that wrong. It is Thursday. They're finally release Shredder's Revenge, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game. Yeah, dude, that game looks amazing. I have more to actually talk about that later. It's something to show you guys. You may not have heard it yet. So I want to get to that. Plus, we're going to get into some of the Xbox Showcase. So I don't know. It was probably better than the PlayStation one or the Sony one. So I don't know. Did they mention their VR?
Who? Microsoft?
Yeah. No. Oh no, they didn't. Oh, okay.
You know what? Honestly, a decision like that first, I think, would have to be made by Meta.
Well,
because
yeah,
it would be It would be them making their thing able, like. The Xbox is how it is, so it's right. Already probably ready and able to like accept the feed.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, I almost feel like they probably didn't want to jump in again because like with like Kinect, they were trying to force you to like Kinect by like abominating it with the Xbox One.
So. Yeah. And then all it did was see ghosts. It was like its greatest power. That's about it. Yeah, right. And we're also going to get into Blizzard. They did something right. Like, I think we unanimously agree that they finally did something right as far as video games.
Yeah.
I want to preface that. Let me preface that right there. But yeah, we'll
broken clock is right twice a day.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. So we'll get to all of that plus more. Oh, plus more. Lots more. We're going to listen to some music today, something we don't normally do. We're going to do that because I want to get a live reaction from you guys. It's true.
Okay.
I don't even know if we could play this, but we're just totally going to.
Yeah, so,
who cares, right? Whatever.
We're going to get DMCA'd the hell. Yeah.
And if we do, we'll just take it down or whatever, and I'll just edit it out, and it's no big deal. But anyway, but if you're watching live, then here it is. Yeah, but anyway. All right, so we got to talk about what we've been playing like we always do. If you're in the chat room, which I'm sure some of you are, because I know some of you are, let's talk about what we've been gaming this week. Verlaine, why don't you go last? And okay. Mike, you go first.
I go first. I got a pretty short list. This week, I went out of my way to finally sync my 3DS up with my actual Wii U account so that I could download Noitu Love Devolution. This is going to be one of those games that's going to be disappearing once the eShop goes down on the Wii U and 3DS servers. So, this is a really high-paced action game that almost exclusively uses the stylus for like attacks, and navigating your way through. So like it's this action side scroller, and have you ever played like it's like this mobile game called Vector, and you're kind of like parkouring across buildings and such.
I mean, I've played a game called Vector, but that's probably a different one, Vector Man, right? Or
yeah,
I'm sure has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. So there isn't like parkour in this game, but as you're like dashing along and there's like hundreds of enemies flying at you, you just use your stylus to swipe and like say like your like traditional Hadouken motion to like attack and do combos forward. If you swipe upward, that's kind of like your anti-air. And if you like swipe downward in like a certain motion, you can slide under like you can slide under like crates and obstructions and also knock down a bunch of enemies. It's a really cool game, but it gets a little hard to play just because the 3DS is a surprisingly bulky little machine. So when you're holding it with one hand and you're just and you're just like using a stylus to like do this like over and over, it kind of gets a little strainy for a while. So like at most I can play it for like a good 25 minutes before I kind of start to get tired. It kind of reminds me of Kid Icarus Uprising.
Of course.
Action games tethered to those kind of like motion controls, they do have a unique feel to them, and I like the way it's implemented, but it can wear on the ligaments really fast. I am glad that I have it. I don't know if it's going to be around forever once the servers shut down. But yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm still raiding the eShop for things that I want to like have on it before it completely goes away. I'm not going to make that WiiWare mistake where I missed out on like those badass Konami games that I now have to ROM hack. Other than that, I popped on ReCore for the Xbox One.
ReCore. That's a game I haven't heard about in a while.
And yeah, that was actually a console seller for me for the Xbox One.
Really?
Yeah.
It was, it's too bad. But,
is it because it was made by the Mega Man guys, right?
Yeah, Keiji Inafune and his team at they weren't called Inti Creates. I forget their name. Like he would join Inti Creates, and Inti Creates like helped on this one. And I like it. And one of the things that I liked about ReCore is I feel like if you're going to make Mega Man a like truly 3D action run and gun game, this is what it would kind of feel like. And ReCore it's very playable, but at the same time, there's the game's concept is very vanilla overall. Like you'll play it, you destroy machines, you gather the resources from them, and that's really kind of it for the most part.
Well,
there really isn't
Mike, surprisingly, the game didn't do very well anyway. So
yeah,
maybe that's not surprising now that I think about it.
But it's sold the console. It's a console selling game officially
because
he bought his console.
But just he did.
He bought, but because of that game, a console was sold. So
that's true.
Mike, they owe you.
They owe you. Actually, yeah, they need to pay you back at least, if not royalties at this point.
With a ReCore 2. Yeah.
I'd like to pray for one. Certified X-Bod here.
Oh, jeez. Okay. There you have it. There. Nice. All right. I have two questions for you. Okay. The first one is how many games are you in your solving 50 games in a year? Where are you at?
I'm still at 21. I am
spinning your wheels now.
Yeah, I'm working on trying to beat Turtles in Time on hard mode, which I used to be able to do. And I'm rusty as hell.
Okay. All right.
You're not gonna do like the easy route and not necessarily
I like
it
that.
On easy, but just normal, like just the default setting. Hey, good for you, but
yeah.
Like, are you sure that the people you're playing against aren't just, hey, I'm gonna pop in where the wild things are and breeze through it. There you go. Game complete. Hey, here's fucking, you know.
Oh yeah, one of my buddies, Jim from Drink a Beer, Play a Game. He's just playing a bunch of Game Boy shit, and he's just like, he's just smoking a lot of games.
Of course he is. Well, so I just wanted to remind you that it is June 13th, and which means just about half the year is over. Actually,
it and
is.
I am losing. I'm losing ground here.
You are losing daylight as we speak.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's cool. That's cool. The second question: what is your retro reboot for this week?
My retro reboot this week will be Parappa the Rapper.
Nice. All right.
On the PlayStation. Yeah, yeah. I've got the PSP copy here because my original one got destroyed ages ago. But yeah, probably the first rhythm game officially, of its kind.
Yeah, yeah, I would say.
Yeah. And like Parappa was kind of a PlayStation icon and maybe the closest thing to a mascot for the company.
I mean, I was so happy. He made the PlayStation All-Stars, right? Like he was in that game. Yeah. So yeah, I would agree. I would say absolutely yes. Yeah, yeah. 100%. God, that game was so good. That game too. But so was
Both PlayStation. Another one, dang it.
All right, something. There'd be so many. Oh, like obviously we get Aloy, right? Like that. You know, we get anyway.
Right, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, right? So all right. Well, I'm gonna go, Verlaine. Like I said, you're going last. Sorry. All right, anyway, it's save the best for last. Me and Jack been playing a few games this week. We played like one round of Don't Starve together. I think we both completely forgot how to play the game. We died pretty quickly, but well, you know, we'll have to get back into it, but it's okay. We'll do that. But the game I kind of want to talk about is it's free now on the PlayStation because it's one of the free games of the month. It's Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl. It was, you know, it's Smash Brothers, but with SpongeBob and Leonardo and Raphael, which those three, which is funny to say those three in a row. but like, yeah, other characters, what is it? Tattered Toast Man, Reptar, kind of weird, kind of silly. What's that?
Yeah. Some characters, some like, ah, real monsters.
Yeah. The female, I can't Ophelia.
Oblina.
Something like that. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. Like, what's her name? Helga is in it, but not Arnold from Hey Arnold. What's happening here? What are we doing?
Helga's a popular character. Nobody gives a shit.
Well, he'll eventually come, but it looks like all the characters they have now are going to be the free version. And if you want to play any other characters, you're going to have to buy them. That's what I'm getting. Although they did put Ren and Stimpy together, which I'm not a big fan of. I get they put Cat Dog together because, well, it's one fucking thing, but like Ren and Stimpy, like that, I would like to be one or the other, but they put them together and they're a team. So I'm right. Like, all right, that's fine. you know, because there's so many other, there's like Last Airbender characters. I think there's three as a free character. Like, why do they get three? What the hell, man? We get Shredder.
That's an interesting decision.
Yeah, Shredder, April, Leonardo, Raphael. Everything else you're probably going to have to pay for.
Jack says it's Mikey.
Is it Mikey? Oh, it is Mikey. You're right. My bad. Yep. It is. I don't know. It's just Smash, man. Like, I don't know. Like there's really not much to say about it. We've all played these games. They all play exactly the same. And now it's just characters that are just like, what are we going to get? Tommy Pickles next? Like, great. Okay. Awesome. You know, like I'm going to fight as a baby. I don't know, man. Like this, it's just weird.
I'm not sure how many other properties they can throw in it. Gameplay wise, I feel like it could still be improved upon.
Yeah,
it still has a very low budget feel to it because they were totally going for that like Melee crowd with the game,
right?
And I think it feels dated within itself, but it can improve. I'm not holding out much hope because I'm more interested in multiverses.
You ever play Rivals of Aether?
Yeah. Yes.
I like that game. Yeah. It's just nobody plays it.
Same thing. But it's
Smash. But yeah, it's games like that. It's really the skin now. It's really whatever the universe. That's why this Warner Brothers one quickly became popular because it envelops so much more than just Children's Afternoon, which I'll tell you, Nickelodeon, what they did wrong was mixed generations. That's what fucked them. Because for me, when you get to like Ren and Stimpy, I know, There's going to be a couple other ones.
I know, like what's his name? Nigel from the Thorn. What is it?
Wild Thornberry.
I've never seen an episode.
All that, like, I'm with you. Rugrats, I wasn't into because it was like fucking Rugrats. Like, so these characters I don't know anything about, and then you throw in Airbender, which was way after my time, and then you're also throwing in brand new shit like Powdered Toast Man and Ren and Stimpy and the Ninja Turtles are all I know. Like, so you lose me, you lost me. And even this free version, it's not enough knowing that the Warner Brother wanted out there, knowing that I could play the Ninja Turtles better on Injustice 2.
Right.
There's nothing.
And not to mention that the new Ninja Turtles game comes out on Thursday. So like, why would I want to play that one when I can play the one that's coming out? I don't know.
It still feels weird seeing like the Turtles and Garfield as Nickelodeon Viacom properties. It's awkward.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about all I've been playing. I feel like I missed something. Maybe not. Anyway, I might think of it. But just so you know, I forgot to mention that at the end of the episode, we will talk about episode 4 of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, you know that show. I know Verlaine's
hello there.
A big fan of it, so we'll
hello there.
Hello there. So we'll get to that. Okay. Now Verlaine, why don't you go? What have you been playing? Okay, that's enough. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice. First of all, Chris said that he's been playing Skull.
Oh no, stop! What? Time out. Yes, thank you, Jack. He just reminded me. I've been playing Far Cry. Far Cry 6. I did. I thank you for mentioning that. Because I just played the DLC for Far Cry. It was free, and it is a Far Cry 6 Stranger Things crossover, and I actually got to like fight in the Upside Down and a bunch of crazy zombies. It was a cool thing. It was creepy, and it was like just enough gameplay. It probably took me about 30 minutes, probably about an hour, but if you have Far Cry 6, I suggest you at least try it out, because it was actually kind of fun. I will admit that. Okay, sorry, Verlaine, go ahead. I knew there was another one I couldn't remember.
Chris mentioned he's been playing Skull. I turned it on for a second. I keep meaning to play that because as far as I know, like the game, it looks like pretty much what I always say, like Kirby could be cool if you just reskinned it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
like
sure.
This, as far as what I'm getting from it is that you acquire people's powers from who you beat. I'm pretty sure like, I don't know, but yeah, I've been trying to get to that one. It's even installed. So right after the show last week, I noticed that there was a game that received an update just out of the fucking blue, and it was The Force Unleashed.
Oh,
which is really odd because I was just recently discussing the fact that Starkiller could be
maybe they're improving it because it's on the next gen.
I know exactly what they did.
Oh, okay.
So, but when, you know, when this thing came out, it was just like, what the fuck? Like, because what else is odd is that when they did the Xbox One X upgrades for a lot of games, the optimization, it wasn't like this next gen, like Series X optimization, but they did something. Overwatch got it. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of games got it. Force Unleashed got it. Some other Xbox 360 games. Force Unleashed 2 did not get it. It was very weird. So anyways, I decided I'm going to play the game. And the update, obviously, unless it's probably nothing else more than this, but it was huge because anyone who did play this game on the Series X, you noticed that it was fucked up. Like, there was this weird motion blur shit that was, it was graphically fucked. And there was nothing I could do about it. And I was actually kind of pissed off. And that's what it fixed. And I'm so glad, like, they could have just ignored it and been like, well, then fuck you guys. But they fixed it, dude. You can play it on the Xbox One X, Xbox One, everything besides the brand new one. They could have easily just said, why are we going to bother putting an update out for this? And they did. And that's amazing. And I think that's fucking crazy cool. So, nevertheless, I played it.
Cool.
It was sweet. And I love that game. And I'll always fucking play that game.
Yeah.
I checked out a new game called Chorus. It's on Game Pass.
How do you spell it?
Chorus, like a chorus.
Like
line,
a chorus.
But,
okay.
But in the title, they use the lettering, the V letter for the U.
Okay.
So it looks like Corvus or Corvus.
So it's like
whatever.
Roman. It's like kind of like Roman alphabet or something like whatever that is. Yeah.
I'm going to play more of it. The game is kind of sweet. It's a spaceship game. So, and it's like, it controls like Transformers controls when you are the ships. So like left and right is strafing left and right. Forward and back is forward, back. You know, like you have the other left will do a spin. You can acquire other powers. And you dogfight in space. And for right now, ooh, I like it's that. Cool. And like it right now, it's very plain. Like, you know, you're as you get, you do one little small stupid thing. And then it's like, all right, now you can boost. Eventually, like with the trailer that I saw, like you get powers like actually like a Overwatch type of abilities, like teleporting, like you just like open a portal and end up on the other side of something like at will and like all this crazy shit. So like, it's pretty neat. I haven't looked into if it's any kind of multiplayer, but for sure, like I think that you at least would probably dig it, Dave. Like it's really cool.
I'll give it a go. Yeah, for sure.
I've read about that one. I've been meaning to try it out.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's actually quite cool. I mean, you even there's like one of the very first missions. You end up like what happens is your character is kind of synced to the ship, almost like a biological thing, and the ship kind of talks to you and everything through your mind. But then you can go to other ships. Like one ship needed your help, like escorting, and instead of just following them escorting, your ship docks on top of it. And you take over. And then so you're flying the ship and running the guns, or maybe they're flying and you're just running all the turrets. But it's very cool. It's got this weird, it's like, I don't know, it seems original. There could be something out there that's like it, but to me it seems like an original premise right now.
No, dude,
I
think I'll totally
as you start getting more upgrades to your ship, I think it's gonna be fucking outstanding.
Is it it's on
and
Game
if there's
Pass?
A multiplayer. Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Okay, awesome.
And then I tried one more game. It's unusual for me to try it, but it's a mobile game. It's called Paco 3. I guess there's other Pacos. And it's pretty much like, yeah. It's kind of like 4-bit graphics, like Crossy Road type blocky graphics. But it's like GTA 1, but nonstop cop chase. Like, so you're just, you know, touch the left screen, you go left, right screen, right. And you're running around and there's cops constantly chasing you, depending on the mode that you're on.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, pretty much just driving out of the way. But eventually, like, you can get, like, if you run over certain power-ups, they're automatic. Like, some of those, like, it'll get a turret, and then the turret will automatically just shoot everybody behind you for a limited time. It's pretty That's neat. Cool. It's a nice little like pickup game. I may or may not ever play it again, but it's cool. Like it reminded me 100% of the very first GTA when the cops are after you. It was like that.
Okay, right on. That's cool. You mean like the overhead GTA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Overhead, yeah,
right. Okay. That's cool.
Paco 3.
Oh, Bocephus graces us with his presence in a live show. It's been a while. What's up, bud? Says he's played Tunic, Game Pass that has been very OG Zelda-ish. I've never played that.
I heard about Tunic. I heard there's a lot of...
Is that a challenge?
A lot of going back. Don't challenge me to that, please. I hear there's a lot of like, you know, you go for every step forward, you have to take like 4 or 5 steps back. Like you'll get an ability and then it's like, okay, yeah. Now you have to go all the way back to open a door, which is traditional back in the day. Metroid did it all the time. But like, it's one of those games where you're going to see the same thing over and over again because back and forth. So,
yeah.
Hey, you know,
the enemies kind of kick the shit out of you too. It's a pretty hard game, but I do like how lost in the world you feel. It's a cool game. Hard as hell though.
Right on. Well, that's what we've been playing. If you haven't told us, we want to know what have you been playing. A couple of you have, yeah. So we appreciate it. So all right, we got to get to some stuffs. I think we should just come right out of the gate and talk some Xbox, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys want to.
Yeah, why not?
Let me actually kind of turn it to you guys. What, Verlaine? Let's start with you though. But what did you see out of this showcase that made you excited about the future of Xbox and Microsoft? Was there anything? I guess there could have.
Oh, the lack of fucking RPGs, like the JRPG. It was cool. I mean, because honestly, it was like every game that you saw was a different fucking game. Like every game was a different game, and every game was something that was like, even if it wasn't like, even if it was like Starfield,
yeah,
it was a game that like was a game that you could be into not having to have some sort of cultural preference. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah. Like Mike, you, there's tons of games that you can just rattle off and we'll have no fucking idea that they even existed or what they are. You know what I'm saying? Which is fine and dandy. But if you're going to pitch a show to our nation, our, like our side of the world, you got to kind of like cater to your audience and you can't just assume because look, yeah, they got everybody that's like you fucking wet in the pants. But people like me are like, okay, well, good. What I saw was the sequel to a game that I fucking knew was coming out anyways and the VR, which was sweet.
Yeah.
But so this one, what really, really made me excited was obviously Overwatch. The news about Overwatch, was just, it's proof that they are just, the floodgates are open.
It's finally happening. Yeah.
They gave us Sojourn, which if you really paid attention, that was mentioned years ago almost. But then not only do they mention free to play, which is fucking like,
That's what they had to do, because if they didn't do that, that would not make sense, because like the graphics are not that different. So it's not like it was going to be like, oh, this is a brand new game, because it looks the fucking same.
Right. And so, you can stay with Overwatch 1 and get all the characters and get all the updated maps. So like, why go? And that's perfect. Like we discussed it. They're going to do that. And now they're going to charge for the campaign, which is fine, because then you can opt out of doing that.
True.
But it's awesome that the payload, the new mode, is also included in this free to play. They also gave us a date of the beta or pre-order. They gave us a date for something. We'll look back at it. The pre-order date. And then
we just played it.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the fact that like, I don't know. It's just, oh, and the new character, Junker Queen, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So they give us another new character. They've never done that. You know what I'm saying? That it's like two characters that we haven't even seen. So right now, right out the gate, even if Overwatch 2 doesn't come out soon, we're getting Sojourn immediately. So we're going to already get a new character for Overwatch 1.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to get Overwatch 2 that comes with new maps, new characters, new game mode, all for free. I also enjoyed seeing some of like the, what was that game? I told you I like Kakara.
Nakara, Blade Point. Blade Point looks awesome. Yes, I am completely in. And that, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that, because like you just kind of like said it, you know, JRPG, like it kind of has that feel to it. But at the same time, it's a
battle royale that's like plays like the games that we like to play. And the fact that it's essentially like, they skipped everything that I wanted. Like, I just want co-op in that area versus AI. And they're like, fuck it. We're just going to have 60 people together. Like, honestly, like, that is a feat to have a game like that, 60 human players.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of, like, look, I did not like For Honor.
Absolutely.
It got chaotic. When you got three versus one, it's like, were there even hitboxes in place?
Yeah.
Did every swing actually count as a hit? And it was just chaos. And again, and I'm just hoping that this game isn't just chaos. I hope this game isn't one of those games that has a huge learning curve. So I'm going to jump in with a guy who's been playing for 10 weeks and is just super, can just beat me in two moves.
Sure.
You know, like if they play it right, dude, I'm in. Like, it's cool. The fact that it already exists is cool. They say that it's going to be on Xbox, but I think that's only first. I think it's still going to be released on PlayStation. But that game, of everything, even of Starfield and Redfall.
I got to be honest with Starfield.
Starfield to me was a glorified No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
The graphics looked fucking awesome.
Sure they did. Absolutely.
But when he was like not shooting and you just watch him walk by.
Like the graphics can be awesome and the game can still suck. So I just want to make sure people understand that. You know, it's a very possible thing. And that's kind of what I feel when I see Starfield. There's so much hype about it, which makes me very, very nervous.
Yeah, the animations immediately put me in the mind of like Fallout 4.
Yeah,
and it's got that going for it. It's totally got that No Man's Sky thing going for it. I don't really get that out of the seat for like most Bethesda games, like, or at least kind of that nature. Fallout, Starfield, I figured, okay, you know, Star Citizen's a giant grift. I mean, at least Starfield looks like what they were going to give people.
Or at least, it's probably like what we imagined it to be, right? Like,
yeah,
like that's kind of what I pictured that game should have been, but maybe this is the game that is that, but I don't know. It just kind of, it almost has like a Fallout feel to it, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Obviously, I love Fallout, but I don't know, man. I just don't need another... What was the other game that was
Skyrim?
No.
Elder Scrolls Online?
No, it's like another Fallout, but it's in space.
Outer Worlds?
Outer Worlds, yeah. That's it. Yeah, Outer Worlds. Yeah. That game to me was like, oh my god, this looks so awesome. I played that game. That game was so boring and so like confusing, and it was just bad. So that's the feeling I have when I look at Starfield.
This is supposed to be Fallout in space, Skyrim. It is those games skin to space. That's what they say. Like that other one came out and tried to do it first, maybe whatever. And yeah, it was fucking whatever. But that's what this is, and that's what they're hoping for. And look, say what you want. They successfully took fucking Fallout 76 and fucking made it huge because they fucked up. And of course they did, because they only have two IPs that are fucking making them millionaires, and they just have to relaunch them every fucking console. So now if they're going to come out with a brand new space one, I mean, dude, just the fact that people are going to go in this game playing it, hoping that there is some fucking connection canonically
hello
to like Fallout or Skyrim. Cause you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like it's, even if it's a completely different story for the people that are fans, it is more, you know? So like, and look, yeah, I don't play those games. They're too big for me. I can say that they are great. And if I had enough time and a lot of nothing to do, I would totally get involved in a game like that. But I mean, this game, it still looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I was amazed, like the graphs, but you can't fuck up Moon. It's really, really grayscale anyways.
But still, but look good. That's okay. You're allowed to say that. But,
yeah.
Another game that I saw that I was like, did anybody ask for a second one? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but why do we need an Ark 2? Like, I don't know. Didn't Ark 1 not do that well?
I'm more like,
how big of a community is Ark? I don't think it's that big.
I think there's a lot of people that play Ark. See, I'm on the opposite of the popularity of Ark. I'm not against I'm against you on the popularity. I think it's more popular than you think. But because of that, and because of the game type, it being a No Man's Sky type, why have a sequel? Just add like No Man's Sky. You add expansion packs. Why would you come out with like Ark 2 unless it could be a totally different game type, and then you're fucking fighting with yourself. But that's my questioning behind it.
Okay.
It's more like...
Okay, Bo Cephas even agrees. He says Ark has grown in popularity and more dedicated players. Okay, all right.
It's like with Overwatch 2, it's like, why do we really need Overwatch 2 when we could have just had this expansion and called it like the New Age expansion? You know, it's only on next gen and blah. I don't know. And yeah, I'm sure a handful of people... You know what? But yeah... People that even play Ark 1 and are fans of Ark 1 probably did not ask for an Ark 2, because that means they got to start all over.
Yeah.
So, like, why would they even want Ark 2? Like, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Warzone is doing that. For this next season, Overwatch, they're erasing everything.
Overwatch is doing
that. No. I'm saying they're taking...
Splatoon, yeah.
No, I'm saying they're... In the beginning of this season, they're wiping out your whole, like, everything that you've gotten. Yeah. They're supposed to be, like, erasing everything. So, and they can. People might bitch about it, but they can.
There's nothing you can do about it.
So, yeah, that's kind of like, yeah. That's weird. I don't know.
Mike, what made you go hmm, or made you go huh? What I don't know why I said it like that.
there was one thing, it's funny that Verlaine mentioned like the Japanese RPGs. They're throwing Persona games on the Xbox. Yep. And that's not really a jump out of the seat yeehaw thing for me, but it's interesting that the Nintendo fans have clamored for the Persona games for years now, since like the Switch's launch.
Yeah, they're not new games, right? They're just releasing the ones that never been released on Xbox, right?
Is that right? Yeah, they're releasing the portable. They're releasing like the complete version of like Persona 3 from the PlayStation Portable onto that one, and the same thing with Persona 4 Golden and Persona 5 Royale, which is like the definitive release that came out about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're throwing those on the Xbox, completely bypassing the Switch, the console that's super weeb-tastic for Microsoft. And like, that's an interesting decision with me. Between that and like getting like Hideo Kojima services, which again doesn't really mean all
that. Yeah, we'll get to that.
they're really trying to make me play Sea of Thieves. I've avoided Sea of Thieves for a little while, but the more they keep adding to this game, the more I like. And since like Assassin's Creed Black Flag was like the first Assassin's Creed game that I fell in love with because they gave me a fucking pirate ship.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves looks like that for me, and I think I'm interested in giving this game a go.
This is the time to do it, because if you would have done it at first, because I played and loved Assassin's Creed, and when you play this game at launch and then you get into a ship battle, it's very lacking because you just have cannonballs. But then I took like a year off, went back in the game, and now there's fireballs that you want to shoot on the fucking, you know, burn their ship.
Right, right.
There's the bolo ones that you only want to attack the base, like just like Assassin's Creed and Sid Meier's Pirates, where depending on the cannonball, like you can get one that's just meant to kill the people on board.
Nice.
So yeah, they've done a lot of stuff like that, which is very enjoyable when you come across.
Yes, people. Chris, thank you. He had to give his two cents. He said the game that looks pretty, but I don't care about is Forza. That's fair. I can't argue.
Yeah,
it's because like Forza is always like just Forza. Tech demo, show off the vision.
Yep. Yeah,
totally.
And that's
but
fine.
Now they don't. Now it. But see, now cars, you can only like, you know, you can. Cars have been perfected for a while, in my opinion, when it comes to graphics. Like, you can easily do a car. So it's like Forza's not their tech demo anymore. Right. You know what I'm saying? Now, like, I think that's partially why they phased out Forza and just stuck with Horizons. Like, there is other... Halo is actually their tech demo now. You know, there's more things that you can get out of the background and foreground and shit than, you know, showing off the cars, which always, like... Xbox One, I bought Forza 5 because I was like, those, it looks sweet. And you cannot get better than lifelike.
Yep.
You can't.
Yeah. And like, yeah, you make a good point. Like, sci-fi is that theme. Like, I remember when the PS4 and the PS4 was coming out, Destiny was visually phenomenal. And when the Xbox One was rolling out, what was their first trailer for? I think it was like Halo 4.
Their first trailer was Halo. Like, they used that as the tech demo also.
Yeah, so like those are great like visual benchmarks. There was also Erebon Shadow Legacy. Since I'm never going to get like a true Tenchu stealth assassins game because FromSoft would rather just make like Sekiro and an Elden Ring and stuff.
Yeah.
Shadow Legacy looks like a futuristic cross between that 2001 PS2 Shinobi game, a cross with like a little bit of Splinter Cell. That game looks slick. It looks like a pretty sweet like 3D action game, and I think I might delve into that one quite a bit. And then there was Wolong Fallen Dynasty.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was watching that trailer because I didn't watch the actual Xbox thing like live or anything, but yeah, I don't know. That looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
I want to know more about that, to be honest.
It was like I didn't get much into the like in into their Neo games.
Yeah.
Like Neo was okay, but I'm already stockpiled on super hard action role-playing games. Wolong looks pretty cool. It's yet another take on like the Three Kingdoms, like writing a fiction that just won't go away in my life. I've run into it in like everything now.
Yeah.
But the mechanics of that one does look pretty badass. And I'm,
I mean,
I'm
I hope that's gameplay, because there was only like what, like 10 seconds of it, but
about
if that's even gameplay, I don't even think it is, man. I think that's just a, I don't know. It makes me nervous, but I am kind of interested in it too, because I mean, Verlaine already mentioned, what's the game you mentioned earlier that no one really liked, Verlaine? The three man where you battle each other. Whatever it's called, it just has that feel to it. As far as
Makara,
no. Verlaine mentioned it. I can't remember that. For Honor. Like that trailer was awesome, but it didn't show any gameplay, and it was just like, I don't know. So that's kind of where I'm at. That's kind of how I feel about it. I don't know.
Well, they traditionally make hack and slash, so I don't like. I would go into it kind of thinking that. And look, I'm a fan. Like, I was actually, my guilty pleasure on the PSP was fucking Dynasty Warriors. Wasn't Dynasty Warriors, was it? It was some other. But
are you having a conversation with yourself?
Like Kessen?
Huh?
Like Kessen?
No, it was Kessen. It was Dynasty Warriors. It might have been Dynasty Warriors, but I know that Dynasty Warriors has other like spin-off titles that are like the same. Even like Hyrule, the fucking Hyrule.
Oh yeah, it's like Extreme Legends and like Samurai Legends and whatnot.
Yes. Yeah. So like, I'm a fan of those games. Like, that's just like hundreds of dudes. You just one swipe and you're like taking out like 20 of them. Like, I don't know, man. There's some of them out that are sweet. And though that's what's confusing me, because they kept, you see the main character only fighting one person. And traditionally, like, I don't know. I mean, I've only played those games though. So, yeah. I mean, unless they go for and I haven't even played the Ninja Gaiden or any of those games. So I don't even know if they were to implement shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know. The game that I saw that I'm actually kind of excited about, and I feel like, if Jack saw it, he probably would be excited about it, because to me, it feels like a cross between Alien and like a Senua Sacrifice. It's called Scorn. Did you guys see that?
Oh,
you're like in an alien ship or something like that. And I don't know. It looks creepy. It looks weird. I'm totally into it. I actually want to see more about this. This is one that I was like, oh, I haven't heard about this, and wow, I want to know more. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. Yeah. But yeah, check out that trailer when you get a chance, because it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Oh, Chris, we totally agree. Totally agree. I want a Rise 2, of course.
Oh, yes. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Seriously.
Hell yes.
Rise was a beautiful game, mm-hmm. man. That was so good.
Yep. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then other than that, well, I mean, I guess we could talk about Hideo Kojima and Xbox and all the Sony fanboys really mad about this. They're already putting out,
a petition.
Cancel it. Come on. Get the fuck out of here.
I love reading the comments like, oh my God, Hideo betrayed us. Betrayed?
Get out of here. Whatever.
Yeah. I know. What was the betrayal? Like,
he's no longer exclusively on Sony. That's the betrayal.
His game was, because they bought it. They could have easily just offered him more money, and they didn't. They could have been like, hey, come back.
Yeah, don't blame him.
That's how
him.
Business works.
Don't blame him, man.
Xbox was like, hey, come on over. Let's see what you can do with us.
And he's like, oh, okay, cool. You're famous. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm in. Right, who knows? I'd love to know what the number was.
I'm still not even giving a shit. I don't care what kind of crap comes out from him. Like, just because it's backed by Microsoft, they're just going to give him more money to make that shit look better, I guess.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. But yeah, that doesn't excite me. I don't think it means dick anything. If anything, it's going to be last hurrah. For all we know, PlayStation was like, look, we didn't really make out too well. The game kind of fucking sucked, and eat our assholes. And then he's like, okay, over to Xbox. Now, Xbox is going to give him one last chance, and if this game sucks, no more Kojima. And you know what? I'm going to go on record and saying that as, if this game that he puts out for Xbox is not successful, no more Kojima. There's going to be Kojima, but no one's going to give a fuck. He's going to be a third party fucking, nobody's going to care.
Yeah, well maybe
like,
not.
Look at the feedback.
It's kind of got a legacy, man. Like, I don't know.
Like, even people couldn't say Death Stranding was a masterpiece. The game came out and they were like, it's creative.
Yeah, exactly.
He was tied to Metal Gear, and then what made Metal Gear stand out from all the other espionage games that came out after Metal Gear became popular with the first Metal Gear on PlayStation.
It's the Snake recording. Snake!
It's all the wacky, stupid shit that they started putting in the game. Like, just wacky. Look, creative, yes, but wacky as fuck. And it set Metal Gear apart. And then there was just, there's certain things, like even the last Metal Gear is like, the first part of Ground Zeroes, the one where it was just one level, like that was pretty amazing. Replay value up the ass. Like, I liked it. But it was Metal Gear, and that's what people, like, I think don't understand. Like, Metal Gear is what made Kojima, right? I mean, I could be wrong.
No, no,
but you're Metal Gear is what made Kojima. All right. So Kojima left thinking that he made Metal Gear, but it wasn't the case. Metal Gear made Kojima. So he's now on his own, and now it's very hard for him to grasp these people's attention because he's totally flipped the fucking script. Like, make a game kind of like Metal Gear, the game you're known for, first. Add your twist to it. And then throw some fucking like pizza delivery game at us. I don't know. I don't know.
It was more of a FedEx delivery game. Let's come on. Come on. Let's be fair.
DHL. But so we'll do this. His Xbox game has to succeed.
Okay.
Or the next Metal Gear game has to succeed.
Okay.
I'm not talking about that Metal Gear game.
Now
they
wait. Now
a weird one.
Now he has two chances. I thought you said this was his last chance.
It is, but if Metal Gear comes out, another Metal Gear comes out that's just as good, then that's going to also, if it comes out before his game, then that's going to seal the deal too, because if Metal Gear is awesome without him, which Survive is proof that it kind of wasn't, but I mean, that's still not even in the real main story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's, you know, not a popular opinion, but I'll always hold the ground that, Konami's kind of been better off without him. Even with Metal Gear, like, I feel like even if the Phantom Pain was finished because he was like fired before it was done, because Konami said, "Hey, finish this game," and he kept saying no, so they kept pushing the deadline back. And I think, all right, as talented as you are, you can still get fired for insubordination. You can still be an asshole. Orson Welles may have been a creative, like, director with, like, great vision. He was still a prick. So with something like Death Stranding and Metal Gear Survive, it just lacked creative vision. It was just an acid flip from what they had at Five to just try and make a quick cash cow in that. With like Death Stranding, because it was just so avant-garde and so different for the sake of being different, it's kind of hard to pull people into that like atmosphere. It's just like when like Shinji Mikami left Capcom after finishing Resident Evil, and then he goes off and make The Evil Within, and it doesn't draw people in much. The first game was all right, but you could just see that he was just borrowing like creative liberties from what he used at Resident Evil. And then there's like Ghostwire Tokyo, which you don't hear anyone talk about.
Wait, like, did that game come out?
Yeah, I am so glad I didn't buy it because do you remember us talking about that? Like when that came, I was like, dude, I'm looking forward to this game. This is I feel like I should go check out like find audio of me saying it because I've completely said it. And now, it's.
Yeah, I was hyped for it, and I wanted to try it out. And then the more I saw of it, it's what is this?
Yeah, because that's what it was.
When I first saw it, it was the same. I was like, "Oh, that's cool!" Like hand and magic. But then it's like when they showed the last, the really in depth one, I was like, "All right, so first of all, this is more like a horror game. They're trying to scare me." And then I just kept thinking, like, when he's doing his moves, like, I don't know, I was just seeing past that, and it was like, I guess I was just seeing a cheap reskin. It could have been anything. Like, he could have had a gun in his hand, but he was just moving his hand, and they didn't add enough to the effect of whatever was happening to, like, I don't know, it's like, you wouldn't, I don't know, I just, after seeing more of it, I started doubting it just because it looked too
hack
and slashy. And
you're
fast.
Not alone. And you're not alone there. I promise you that.
Friend. I mean, the graphics look pretty crazy, but it's maybe it's just like a Doom clone. That's what it is. It looked like Doom.
Yeah.
Just with, and that doesn't work unless you're Doom. which has been proven because Doom came out again and fucking owned it.
Absolutely. And they will continue to do so. Yeah. All right. I'm done with Xbox. I know there's a new Minecraft. I don't care. Go check it out yourself. I want to talk. Who cares?
Do we need... Wait, I have a question though. I didn't get about Overwatch. Is Overwatch 2 going to be crossplay?
I don't know. I have the same question about the next game we're going to talk about. So yeah, I don't know. I would imagine yes, right?
I would imagine. I don't fucking want it, and I don't think they would need it right off the bat. But right. I would imagine yes too. I don't know, but yeah, it's
cool. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah,
I guess I'm at a freaking crossroads now because I thought about getting Overwatch 4 for Xbox because I don't like playing it on PlayStation. The lag issues when I'm cross playing with PC users, it's unbearable.
Yeah. We'll see. Now everybody can play Overwatch and has no excuse.
Do you remember?
That's the greatest.
Do you guys remember when everyone was clamoring over crossplay and turns out it kind of sucks? Yeah.
It fucking definitely sucks for competitive play.
So yeah, it is what it is. Whatever, whatever. All right. Let's get to something fun here. So the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game comes out, Shredder's Revenge, on Thursday. I'm very excited. I know. I imagine both of you guys are as well. Are we getting it? Are we all getting it on Xbox? Is that what's happening here?
I think. I mean, I'm definitely getting it on Xbox.
All right. Cool.
Very likely.
All right. Well, then it's cool because we could play six players. Apparently,
that's crazy.
That's amazing. They fucking nailed it. So yeah, that's awesome. Obviously, in this past week, they added Casey Jones, which we all kind of thought was going to happen anyway. Yeah. Just because it was like, well, they added April and not Casey Jones. What's happening here? And they did. So yeah, okay, all is well and everyone's happy and blah 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 blah. Okay, now fast forward to today. A couple other nuggets that we haven't heard of were released today. You guys remember the theme song?
Show. Yeah, and they had a new one written for this movie,
right.
Like this game, show, a sequel or something.
Right.
Yeah,
it's what's his name from? Why can't I think his name now?
I don't remember.
I mean, it's gonna bother me. Someone in the chat room, help me out. Yeah, whatever. Probably Jack is there to help me. Anyway, so that happened, right? Because that song is pretty awesome. I love the remix. I love the remake of it. But there is a new song actually emerged today. So not only is this game fucking kick ass, but apparently the soundtrack is just as kick-ass. I'm going to play a song here, guys. We're going to talk over it because I feel like if we don't, we'll get flagged for it. So we should definitely talk over it.
Can you just sing over it?
Yeah, well, you're not gonna really know the words because this song is a new song, new theme song, and it is from the Wu-Tang Clan. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
This is real. The Wu-Tang Clan recorded a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles song.
That's so surreal. Facial features. I saw the beast. I'm selling all your little Caesars. All y'all stuff your face with is pizza.
Pizza crack like a hard-boiled egg on Easter. See these muscles. Dude. On me. I could beat your teacher. I defeat Leonardo. Y'all
become the weakest. I take off all of your masks and dismantle your features. What if this is going to play during the game?
I don't know. Or maybe this is like when the credits roll or something like that. Because that's kind of what it feels like to me. But like, what? What?
That? All right. I wasn't aware the Wu-Tang Clan had any ties with Ninja Turtles, but
it doesn't. Okay. Well, you know, money. Let's say it's like Kojima. Like, you know, money talks. Whatever. Yeah. We ain't came to lose. That's the name of the song.
Yeah, we ain't came to lose. We never ain't came to lose.
It's actually a great song. Well, of course it is. It's Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang is for the children, right? And forever, or something like that. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I am so like, I cannot wait for this game.
It's astounding that I made a video a couple of years ago about the history of Double Dragon, and probably the stupidest take I think I'd ever said was, "Brawler beat 'em ups don't need to be remade. We don't need them." 5 years later, I sound like a jackass because now they're all I play. Like, I've been playing like River City Girls, Streets of Rage 4, Double Dragon Neon when that came out. I played the absolute.
That's cool. I like that game.
Yeah, I love that. Like, it is on Game Pass, so they don't have to like shit. But like, make another one. God, Double Dragon Neon was so much fun.
Yeah, man.
And yeah, this game, like it feels like the game was in development for like 8 years, and now it's right around the corner. It's
so good, man. This song is so awesome. It even has like some old like Ninja Turtles like song and like in the background playing. I'm serious. Yeah. Go check it out. You can actually have the collectible vinyl for sale and all that. Like, dude, it's like, dude, this album is awesome. I can't wait to find out what else is on it. Mike Patton. That was who I was trying to figure out. Who's the
Faith No More
Faith No More. Okay. Yeah, he was the one. He did the new remake of the Ninja Turtle song or whatever. So, yeah. So like this at this point, we just have Mike Patton and Wu-Tang. That's a pretty packed already album, but that can't be it. There's got to be more, and I am here all week for it because it releases on Thursday, so that means they're going to have another reveal tomorrow, and I bet you another reveal on Wednesday. Dude, this game is huge. I cannot wait for it. Ah, I'm so pumped. All right, anyway.
Do we dig up Vanilla Ice and have him redo Go Ninja Go?
Oh, we should. A little Rob Van Winkle in your face. Let's go. Yeah, that would be great. I mean, yeah, if they asked Wu-Tang, why wouldn't they ask Vanilla Ice, right? And he would totally do it. He would totally do it. What's the Patreon challenge, Pacifus? He just said, it's an easy one for Verlaine. Oh, what is it? As he opens up a can on live TV.
Drum roll, please.
I guess you have to wait. Okay. All right. Oh, no, that's Chris. I thought he's... okay, that's fine. We'll move on as he's letting us hang at this point. But yeah, this game is amazing.
Play Shredder's Revenge.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Cool. No, I guess that is definitely easy.
Yep. Okay. Check. we'll get to that. That's for sure. All right. Well, then I'll put a little quick nugget. Last of Us Remake is going to be on the PC. Are we excited that the PC is finally getting the Last of Us?
Scraps. You guys are getting scraps.
That's all they do. And why do they call themselves the superior
master race?
Whatever. Get out of here.
Because it's not a race.
It's not, well, thank you, really.
Because they waited a calendar year so that they can play optimized versions of games that people bought the year before.
That doesn't make any sense.
I can pay $1 million and go to the fucking moon. I could pay $2 million and have a flying car. Like, that's what you're doing. We're all of us are like chilling out the way it's supposed to be. And right. You're like, I'm going to be better. I'm going to spend $6,000 and play the same games that you're fucking playing on your Xbox, guys.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, mathematically, you're an idiot. Realistically, you're also an idiot.
Although, all are welcome here.
Yeah, definitely. We love you because you play games.
Yes.
But don't think you're better than anybody because Xbox is the best. I'm just kidding.
We all know it's Nintendo anyway.
Wait till I get my Atari VCS in the mail.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet. So yeah, okay, whatever. Another little nugget. Elden Ring is getting an update. I don't think any of us have played that, right? All three of us, we haven't touched it yet. I kind of want to. I kind of don't. I don't know. I think I'm going to be like, you know, swept into the whole, Elden Ring is the best game ever type speak. But I guess that's kind of cool, right? I guess because if it is the best game ever, that's awesome. But this update 1.05 fixes a bunch of bugs.
So if it was the best game ever,
There's always bugs. Yeah, there's always bugs. I know. There's always bugs. So, but apparently it's supposed to be amazing even with the bugs. That's what I mean.
Yeah, Breath of the Wild was considered the best game ever, and you can't even fix your weapons.
Right. Yeah. How about this one? Microsoft is bringing Xbox Game Pass to cloud streaming to smart TVs, so you don't even need a console anymore.
That's smart.
It's really smart, but like, how good is it going to look? I don't know. We'll see.
I'm telling you, I keep up with the cloud via my phone and 5G,
the Joneses.
And it's getting better and better. And that's all you need. Because look, I mean, just even testing it on your computer, test it on your laptop. If you can play on your laptop, then your TV will definitely be able to play it.
That's true. Yeah.
I can like run like most Wi-Fi devices at like 2.5 gigahertz, and the cloud works great. I need to switch the 5 gig because if you're playing Wi-Fi with 2.4, it's shitty.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I know, Verlaine, you play hardwired, right? You're usually
my Xbox is hardwired. Connected, yeah.
Mine doesn't even reach, so I'm always on. But mine is pretty good, so I'm not complaining.
My piece, my laptop, like this whole stuff is Wi-Fi.
Oh well, yeah.
Yeah, all my game stuff in my office that I use, yeah, all my stuff's like hardwired into my router over here. But like, I can run
your router in your room. Is that where the router lives?
Yeah, it's this big ass spaceship Netgear deal.
That's that's professional. All right. Hey, we need internet. No, I only have it.
Like, I'm the tech guy, so nobody else knows how to do
it. It's probably best anyway. Yeah. Apparently there's going to be a new Alien game, Verlaine. Survive a Xenomorph outbreak, right? In Aliens Dark Descent, coming in 2023. Yes. So what timeline is this? Do you even know?
There's it's from what the trailer shows, they have a new it's like another new threat. And it's a, I don't know when the timeline is. Aliens is kind of hard because it's all in the future except for Prometheus, right, which is still in the future. It's a top-down game. I don't know if it's turn-based or not. But even if it is a game like this, I could still get into. I actually liked the top-down Halo games. They weren't turn-based. But this game could end up being like a turn-based strategy type game, and I'd still play it. I honestly didn't look into anything but the trailer.
Well, the trailer is, there's no gameplay, right?
Yeah, they show some gameplay. They do? They show that, yeah. It's definitely top-down, but I'm hoping that it plays like a real, like, you know, the Lara Croft games we used to play, or Marvel Ultimate Alliance. That'd be sweet. That'd be a cool-ass game.
Or like a Hades type.
You're like Helldivers?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have. Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, it's kind of like a twin stick shooter. Like if it plays like that, yeah.
I would be good with a twin stick shooter alien game. But I'm interested also in just the story, because like right now, like when it comes to alien lore, I think the thing that's starting to get to pique my interest is what they're doing in the stories with genetics. Because that's all it's about now. It's like breeding and mixing alien and the pathogen shit with other creatures and trying to come up with a mutant. And that's what I like. Like the game Aliens that's out now, the Fireteam Elite. Like some of the shit that they're talking about is very interesting. Like having women give live birth to aliens instead of like stuff like that's like kind of fucking morbid. So that's what's getting me with this. There's an update to the next Alien game, Fireteam Elite, coming out in August. And it adds new levels, new story, new enemies. And it's another one of those things where it's like, it's got my interest because I want to see what they're doing with the pathogen. But again, like Alien Isolation. I'm a huge fan of Aliens. Didn't even touch that game. I touched it inappropriately. I didn't really play through that game. It wasn't like the game style screwed me, and I wasn't into the lore of Ripley. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know.
She doesn't have to be an end all be all for
right. Lore. And her dog, that was a storyline. Like, it didn't need to. Who gives a shit? Because it wasn't an action. It was a horror. But after how much Aliens been out, you can't make a game like that horror when nobody's afraid of aliens anymore.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm psyched about the game.
All right, cool.
Even if it's a mobile game, they could come out and be like mobile only, and I'd still be like, good.
Do you know in the new Diablo mobile game, it'll cost you about $110,000 if you want to upgrade your character fully?
Still these things.
I love that. I love those numbers. Those are my favorites.
I get quite a kick when people like look at like mobile gacha style games. Yeah. Like, look at how much they're robbing you for. I've been playing King
but
of
it's
Fighters.
Free. Is it though?
I've been playing KOF All Stars for like 3 or 4 years now. Haven't spent a dime on it, and I'm having a blast with it.
There you go. So that's what you do. You play a game. You don't pay for it. Come on. We all know this. Yeah. Okay, there's an ad. So you just wait.
They're robbing you. I mean, they're not whatever. Really robbing you if you're willingly buying them. I mean, if that's the case, go yell at Magic the Gathering, because that's like the original pay to win.
Right, right. All right, as far as Resident Evil news, was it Resident Evil 7, Resident Evil 2 Remake, and Resident Evil 3 Remake are all coming, all have updates, right? I think are getting oh they're all getting other updates. Okay,
they're all being optimized for modern deals, and Village is coming to VR, which will probably look astounding.
Right, which we we didn't did we talk about that last week? I feel like we did.
Because that was during the Sony State of Play. And Capcom did a show earlier where now Village will get an update where you can play it in third person, so you get to see Ethan Winters now. For people that
God, I need that. I need that. I was like, man, why can't I see Ethan Winters? I don't even know who that is. That's fine. It's fine with me. Another Resident Evil. I'm such a jerk. I know. Another Resident Evil news. The Village is getting a third person mode. That the last time somebody added a mode is probably Grand Theft Auto 5, right? I mean, so that's kind of cool. I guess that's cool news. Sure.
Yeah, I don't know how much that's going to like change the way the game is played. I mean, I haven't played Village yet, but I didn't mind the games in first person, and I did play Biohazard with VR never again, because that shit was terrifying.
Yep.
Great. Like every single time Mia jumped around the corner to scare me, or like the old dude with the axe would like bust down the door and hit me in the face. God, that's so jarring. Oh man. But
yeah, I never do that.
The next thing I want to talk about, actually, Mike, you wrote a couple articles on GameFixShow.com. Go check it out. As well as, by the way, I didn't even mention that it comes out tomorrow at 1 o'clock noon, but I usually do. Your retro reboot. So there it is, GameFixShow.com. Do that. Anyway, the other ones you posted some Sonic. Articles. One is about a lot of fans are asking for Frontiers to be delayed because their first video of Sonic Frontiers looked stupid. I mean, look, fuck it. Literally, it was dumb. That was the dumbest looking game I've ever seen. I was like, what am I looking at here? It was so spread out. Verlaine, have you seen this trailer yet? I know you're not really into like Sonic games anymore, but you should definitely watch the trailer and you'll have the same reaction as us.
So like, you agree with them?
Wow. Absolutely. It needs to be delayed so much because it just feels so empty. This game just feels empty. You'll see what I mean when you do it, because they're trying to put Sonic in like the real world, and you know what I mean? So it just doesn't work. It never has. All those Sonic 3D games never work. And I'm sorry, this one probably won't either.
This looks sweet though.
Yeah, but it's look how empty it is, and how like who put all these ramps and bumpers here? Like who put this track here? And why is it there only for Sonic? Like that doesn't make any sense.
And also despite it being Sonic, it still looks like he moves slow to me. Looks like he's just a touch sluggish.
Are you watching it, Verlaine?
Yeah.
And like I get where they're going with it. I get what they're trying to do with it. But there's the other thing that bugs me is when he's fighting. Okay, like the giant boss, that looks cool. That does look really cool, and that's promising. But when he's fighting just like the regular enemies, it's everything that I hated about fighting monsters in Zelda. It's that wait and attack pattern where they give you an opening, and then you have to strike them, knock them down like, I don't know, two or three times, and then you defeat them. I don't like my action that way of just waiting and attacking, because that feels like an artificial replacement for genuine difficulty. If you have to wait for an opening, that's not hard. It's just waiting. Between that and the intentional design choice to have the music be this sort of like low key piano, like soft melody, as if you have like insomnia and you want to play some ASMR. So you're Sonic running around in this giant, like, almost unreal, like, dump testing world, and he's bouncing around off of stuff. Okay, like, If you're the fastest thing alive, why do you still need boost pads to go faster?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I get it because that's kind of been in like other games too. But it, I don't know. There's something about the other game that like this one just gives it like, I don't know, like a human reality feel to it, and it just doesn't work. Maybe it worked in the movie. I feel like that's different. I don't know. Maybe maybe I'm wrong here. Am I the only one that feels like this? Because I don't know.
And like based on the story, like Sonic, Tails, and Amy are transported to this other world because that's what happens now. And so yeah, you're exploring this new realistic looking world. Okay, yeah, we just saw Kirby do that a couple of months ago with like Forgotten Realm. We saw Mario do it a few years ago with Mario Odyssey. It's but
nobody outside of Nintendo has seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially. So
this game's supposed to come out this year, and Sega hasn't really talked much about it. Like they dropped this, and it's just been kind of breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
You would think that for a game that's coming out in like a handful of months, because we're in the mid portion of 2022, you would think that they would love to talk about this or to get people excited.
Yeah, Mr. 50 Games.
Yeah, really. It's true.
We're halfway through.
So I haven't played much of any of the Sonics outside of the Genesis ones. And this one looks like, so with Sonic, the sucky part about Sonic is that he's so fast, but when you play the games, you can never really do that because of the enemies fuck everything up. Having an enemy in your path fucks it all up. Having just a block in your path that you don't know about fucks everything up. There's no point in being super fast when you can't do it. Like there's the small parts around loops and stuff. But even then, if there's an enemy and you just see him and you didn't remember that shit, that'll throw you completely off course. You know what I'm saying? Like if instead of pushing down to go through the enemy, you jump over it out of instinct. So in a game like this, you have a lot of free roam. Now it sucks because I didn't see one fucking enemy in the three videos. That's the other thing. I scoured.
Yeah.
So I understand what having this big open world and nothing fucking with you kind of like gives you that fucking speed. However, yeah, what stops, you know, that is now equivalent to when you are playing Anthem and you're just flying around, boosting, just hovering over the ground. It's the same fucking thing. So I don't know. I can see it, the world, the game looks fucking phenomenal.
It does. I think it looks great. Yeah, absolutely.
So the only thing they have to do is add a lot of enemies and if games like Zelda, you totally don't need it. And I guess, look, if the whole, even games like Skyrim and games that you're traversing the world, games Shadow of fucking Mordor, like unless you're by pivotal parts, you're going to see nothing.
Right.
You're going to see nothing for a long time. So they can make it up with, they just didn't want to show us any enemies right now and wanted to show us the world. Honestly, the best thing they can do if they don't already do this is like with a Sonic game specifically, go as fast as you fucking want. If you come up to an enemy within a certain distance, time slows down and you get to react. That's it. You keep momentum, bullet time for a fucking second. Because if you react right or not at all, anything you do is going to look awesome and it's going to feel awesome.
I'm into that.
Dodging,
yeah,
or you fucking hit them. But like, keep that momentum because that's what Sonic's about. Otherwise, it's not worth going a little bit and then coming up to something that stops the momentum.
Right.
But then you got to also, okay, Sunset Overdrive. Sunset Overdrive did that shit very well. Like it didn't add the bullet time, but like that was one of those things where you can traverse, you know, and it was very railing too, which I guess you want to not have the whole game that way, but I don't know.
That game was all that.
Yeah.
It's like all that game was. Also keeping the Sonic thing going. Apparently the new release of Sonic 3, Sonic and Knuckles rather. They're not adding the music, right? Help me out here, Mike.
Yeah.
Like because obviously, I mean, if you guys don't know, it sounded a lot like a couple of Michael Jackson songs, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So yeah, you can already hear it. So what of that, and what are they changing it to? Have they even said that?
So for Sonic Origins, what they're doing is that they're taking some of those tracks that sound like the Michael Jackson music,
like Ice Cap Zone 1, Act 1, right?
Yep. And they're going to have Jun Senoa, the lead guitarist from the band Crush 40, who made all of those like butt rock Sonic songs. True. Back in like the late 90s, he's going to be like putting together music samples and like the prototype music and stuff from his own tape collection to try and recreate it, which sounds kind of cool, but it's also going to be a little cheap. Yeah,
we'll see about that. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Because like if Sonic, you know, Sonic, obviously him going fast is the iconic thing about Sonic, but you can't say anything bad about the music that Sonic has in the games. Every song is catchy. Like, I don't know. It's especially the first three, you know what I mean? Like, they were all catchy. So like,
right.
You know, can they get to that level again?
I mean, it'll be interesting to hear it. Yeah. I haven't decided if I'm going to buy Sonic Origins yet, but I almost want to just to find out how this plays out.
Yeah.
But maybe when it comes to Game Pass or something, I'll give it a try. It is because like for years I don't remember hearing about those Michael Jackson rumors until probably like the mid 2010s or so. And then you can definitely hear it in songs like Jam. Like it's clearly MJ inspired, even though he's not credited, and even Sega still like denies it.
Yeah, of course they do. Well, because if they didn't deny it, they'd owe millions of dollars. So yeah, that's why, right? they I would deny it too. I'd be like, no, that's just a coincidence, you know. Like, all right. We don't have a lot of time left, so let's get to it. If you guys haven't seen episode 4 of Obi-Wan Kenobi, now's the time to turn us down and then we'll go watch it and then come back to us. That would be cool. Oh wait, what is this called again, Verlaine? I keep forgetting the name of it. Yeah, I know.
The Obi-Wan Final Thought.
Final Thought.
Hello there.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. I keep forgetting. All right. Episode 4. Can I begin?
Yeah.
Okay. This was the worst live action Star Wars anything I have ever seen in my entire life. This show, this episode in particular, was a terrible, terrible show, or terrible episode. It was so bad. There is so much wrong with this episode. I can't even fathom it. And we'll get to the stuff that at least I think are bad. I don't know. I'm getting some different reactions from you guys. Did you enjoy this episode? I'm not putting you on the spot. You can say you loved it. I'm probably going to tell you you're wrong though.
I'm not feeling this one. Least with Boba Fett, there was the promise of Boba Fett probably being badass in it. But there's nothing to really draw. This is like the most sterile, bland, kind of nothing happening show that they've done thus far. Reva as a villain. Okay, there was that like...
Verlaine hates Reva. There was that
boycott against her because, yeah. Oh, she's a black Sith Lord.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about that. Yeah.
But her character sucks. Like, She's this villain that does that Saturday morning cartoon thing where they fail upward, and all right, we got Leia, we kidnapped
three times,
like,
dude. She's tricked her bosses three times so far with like gotcha,
yeah.
Oh, like, well, in that case, tap tap on the head. Great job, like what.
Get yourself a bye this time.
Verlaine, come on. I'm dying to hear what you thought about this episode.
Bring it.
Dying.
I thought it was all right.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't understand. It sucks. Look, it sucks that he has to go rescue Leia again.
Yeah, that's fair.
Episode,
it's only 30 minutes. Episode, it was a 30-minute episode. What the hell are they doing?
This episode helped us remember and understand and have some good... feelings about Obi-Wan going up against Vader again, because Obi-Wan was Obi-Wan this time. He deflected bullets like a boss.
Yeah,
he
okay. And let me like hold on. I'll stop you there, because in the scene before that, he could barely move like a little piece of metal. Now all of a sudden he's deflecting light or blasters and stopping the force of the fucking ocean coming in. Like, come on, dude. There is no fucking greatest, way.
He's one of the greatest Jedi. That's
dude, like I said, it, like, and then of course when they were trying to go like underwater and that thing, there was no plan. There was no plan at all. They were just like, let's go. I think there's a hatch. I could probably get you in. Okay, let's try it. Like, dude, that was the most, there was no thought behind it. Oh, that made me crazy. It didn't make you crazy?
No, just the layup part made me crazy. I thought I liked the fighting.
Yeah, what are they doing?
The one girl.
What are they doing trying to interrogate a 10-year-old? Like, she would know where the fucking Jedi were.
Yeah, and come she was on. Like talking. Yeah, she that was well that whole character, her whole fucking it's just all stupid. Like, it's dumb. It is It is like she the only dumb thing about it was the fact that she did fuck everything up. Fuck, I mean, your prisoner is now no longer a prisoner, and the dude that you want to kill was right under your fucking nose. You fail at that, but you're like, I put a tracker. Big fucking deal. You've gotcha. Had a tracker. We had fucking Leia 3 times.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's what makes her shitty. And like, besides that though, like, I feel like Obi-Wan and his powers were not there because of him, you know, keeping them subdued.
But
I'm not going to sweat
that.
He was
still subdued like 20 minutes before this, and all of a sudden he could stop the force of the fucking ocean.
Because he needed to.
I know that.
He needed to. Like, it wasn't like he didn't break the glass and say, hey, watch this.
Well, he didn't break the glass anyway. The glass was
broken, and he had to hold it anyway.
He had no choice. Okay, all right. So that's fair. Okay, I'll suspend my
different mood.
Whatever.
Everything's different about him now.
That's fine.
Back to being Obi-Wan.
But okay, so then let's not stop there. So he stopped the force of the ocean. Okay, let's say I'd be fine with that. Like, yeah, of course he could. Yeah, that's fine. He's Obi-Wan. He's the strongest or whatever. Not only that, but then he let it go and had enough time to run to the other side of that walkway before the water came in and flushed it away. Dude, that would happen so fucking fast. But at the same time, I think it was a bad choice. I think what they should have done is the doors should have shut, and then he would have put on his little breather and just went out in the water, right? Like, would have that been the right thing to do? I don't know. There was no time for him to get to that door. Come on. I can't even.
They probably should have like made it 10 minutes longer and did that, and he could have like reconvened with them on the other side.
Well, okay, so the scene when he's asking for help, okay, that this nobody that we have no idea his name, I still couldn't even tell you his name, and he's like, I need your help. She's a 10-year-old girl. I need, you know, blah blah blah. We get her out of there. And the guy was so adamant. He was just like, no, I can't help you. You're on your own. Blah 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 blah. There's no way anyone can help you. There's no way anybody could do this. But I've lost somebody, so okay, I'll do it. Like, what the fuck?
That was awesome.
Martha.
Like, dude, like, that was, oh my god, this episode just pisses me off so much. And not to mention, oh, the best, or the worst, if you will, they finally get Leia, right? And they're walking her out, like, out of the front door, right? Like no one, and they hide her. Mm-hmm. they hide her in a trench coat or a robe or whatever he's wearing, and nobody notices this. There's like little feet. Like, what they should have done is put her on Obi-Wan's shoulders, put the coat around her shoulders, and gave her a mustache. That would have been better.
I at least would have laughed at
that. And on furthermore, dude, there's so much about this episode I hated. And furthermore, like, he killed when he first got into the whatever Inquisitor or whatever palace. When he first got in there, he took out one of the stormtroopers, right? Why didn't he spaceballs it? Why didn't he just put the suit on?
Yeah, I was thinking he should have done that too.
Right?
They did that originally in the first Star Wars.
And there was these fucking robots that were running up and down the hallway, and they didn't fucking sense him there. Come on. Come on.
Pacing him. Hey, what's a better episode, this or the one from fucking Boba Fett with the fucking Power Rangers? That was still worse than this. Everything about that show had worse than this on it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. This is the worst episode I've ever seen. At least in that episode, I was like, okay, it's kind of fun, whatever, you know, but like this episode, no, dude, zero stars out of five. Zero.
I think I was probably driven more nuts by the Power Ranger episode in Boba Fett.
That drove me crazy too. That's fair.
I feel like they I don't know if they halfway wrote themselves into a corner because we needed a reason to get Leia free again. And okay, so you're tracking them. They like already were kind of tracking them. And if anything, it felt like Obi-Wan just kept running into them. So
yeah.
I don't like we've got two more episodes left. I don't know if there's going to be time for like a caper at this point. Because we've like already done the wild goose chase twice. We've now done a prison break. I don't know what the if there's anything
another part. Go ahead. All right.
Like I guess if there's anything that like can be appreciated about this is that while the Inquisitors look like a bunch of dumb fucks, excuse me, at the very least, that portion of the Empire when like Vader shows up is still imposing. So they're not being completely overpowered. They're just being outsmarted.
Yes.
Constantly.
The Inquisitors may as well be cops in 90s action flicks. They are so stupid. They don't know what the hell they're doing. It is the most embarrassing thing. The one part I just remembered where he was like, I need you to make a distraction, right? So her distraction was to run downstairs to wherever the Reva is and say, hey, this is can't wait. And for some reason, she was torturing somebody and she decided to stop doing that.
She was talking to Leia.
I know.
And she like, and that's what she was told, like, hey, because she was high ranking. Look, I get all that.
I know, but like the fact that she even stopped you, she probably be like, this can wait. You know what I mean? Like, she. Oh my god, she makes me crazy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it was a better episode than some of the other ones.
Terrible.
Mainly because of Obi-Wan, and he fights and he does his Obi-Wan thing. And Obi-Wan, all he does is rescue. He did it in the fucking movies, in the number two. When he, hello there, comes from him going out and fucking doing his own thing by himself, fucking up, falling almost off the cliff to his death.
Hello there.
That's what he does. Hello there. And he fights Grievous and almost gets his ass whooped. That's all he does. Like, he gets there and he puts himself, because he is the epitome of courage. He puts himself into situations that he cannot probably win.
If I only had a heart. Does.
Yeah. And he could, because he is strong enough and everything about him. I mean, he's Obi-Wan. He is like, yeah, look, the writing of this show and the writing of a lot of mostly everything Star Wars is shit. The Inquisitors, if I have to defend them, all they are Jedi who are too scared. So they turn to the dark side. So that's why they would be stupid. Like, they were dumb enough to do that. So collectively, all the Inquisitors, instead of getting together and overpowering the Sith, they got together and just joined them instead. You know what I'm saying? Like, so they're dumb.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them, as they say.
And it's just like mid-ranking foot soldiers.
Yeah.
I'm with Star Wars. I'm used to, you know, the whole, like, this shouldn't have been, he should have been wet, or some water should have went through the door when
fair.
He did it.
It's fair.
But you know what? Like, there's other things.
Yeah, another, like, why wasn't he at least a little wet?
The Force.
Come on,
but either way, and second of all, this show shows hell of a lot of dead stormtroopers. Like, it's pretty dark, the shit that they're going through.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, definitely, like, it would have been worse if we didn't have an episode where Obi-Wan is being Obi-Wan, because then he just fights fucking Vader and all of a sudden is OP again.
And then another thing about the episode. And actually, I think Jack was the one that told me about this one, because I had no idea. The two ships, or the two crafts that come over and save
the snow speeders.
They're hovering. Apparently, they didn't do that in any other movie. Why are they doing it now? That's wrong,
refurbished.
Right? Refurbished. What are you talking about?
Well, it depends. Well, no,
refurbished. No, this is before all that, right? Isn't it?
This is after number three. And so because look, remember
episode three, right?
This is before
the original three. That's what I'm saying. Right. It can't be refurbished. They're new.
It could be.
Spoken like a true Star Wars fan.
Hey, no. Listen, Dave, you just said they're new. So if they're new, of course they can hover and do things that the other ones can't.
No.
It's newer. I know what you're saying. The newer ones, but maybe they took that out.
Why would they take that out?
Hovering? Why would they need it? I don't know. I'm not here to defend them.
Well, Jack actually brought up a good point about that. Like, why did if they could hover before, why didn't they just go behind the AT-ATs and just blow them away?
I don't know. How are they so controlled? Why were they always just swooping? Didn't hit any of the good guys?
Swooping, where they could have just went, yay!
They could have just not even shot and just dropped to the ground and just hit everybody.
What makes sense? He's like, actually, it makes sense. But he's always so like, I don't know what you're talking about, Jack. Who makes sense? Me or
look. Either way, you can. There's tons of shit you can pick out that's bad, that doesn't make sense, and that's shitty writing. But still, when it comes down to, let's say, the first episode that had nothing but him being a pussy, you're going to tell me that was a better episode than this one where he's actually doing what he's done, and you're saying it was all of a sudden. But we have three episodes of him gaining his courage back, gaining the force back, and having a reason to be Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I was asking why he was afraid of Vader.
Why did he give up being a Jedi when he knew he was going to have to train Luke Skywalker?
Because it's of Order 66.
Why would he do that?
The same reason Yoda, the most powerful, is hiding because of Order 66. All the Jedi were betrayed. Jedi aren't invincible. Like, a whole fleet of stormtroopers
could definitely
capture him.
You and Verlaine are amazing. Because of the cold, they had to adapt the ships. Disabled the. Well, how do you know? What is maybe? I'm not dealing with maybes here.
So here's the thing, though. To get technical, they put those ships in a cave garage, and those ships would have to have some sort of hoverability just to park into the hangar, or else they would just, you know what I'm saying? They would just slide in. It has to, like, every ship has to be able to hover in that universe.
But they
never showed it.
But they never hovered before. That's all I'm saying.
Right, maybe, yeah, as far as I know, but maybe
and yes,
they did.
But
maybe
see,
they showed a little while.
This sounds exactly like The Wizard of Oz. Exactly. I don't know. You guys want to say anything else about this episode? I'm done.
No, we have two more left? One more
two
left?
Two more. Yeah, it's more. Six episodes. So everyone knows, we decided not to talk about Ms. Marvel. Kind of like how we did with Obi-Wan. We waited for like three episodes and then we first talked about it. So we're going to do the same thing. So as soon as this is over, then we'll talk about Ms. Marvel. So don't worry, we're going to get to it. Yeah. And I don't know, the first episode was fun. That's all I'm going to say about it. It was fun. It's fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fine. Anyway, I never really has a difference. See, that's where we differ, though. See, that's it. You know, I'm a Marvel guy. You're a Star Wars guy. I know you're a Marvel guy too, but like, yeah, I can let things go a little easier than you can with Star Wars. It's okay though.
I can suspend my disbelief that they upgraded a handful of.
Shut up, Mike. No one asked you. I'm just kidding. All right, I need to stop. I'm getting mean now, and I apologize, Michael. I apologize. All right. Thank you so much, everybody that joined us today on tonight's episode. We do very much appreciate it. Please, we're going to be talking about it next week. Obviously, Thursday is the release of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Shredder's Revenge. We will get to that. It's going to be a great. Bocephus has challenged us to play it, well, at least Verlaine. So yeah.
That means you're not allowed.
I'm not allowed to
challenge us not to play it.
I challenge you not to play it. That's not in the directions. You can't
never be able to play it.
Yeah. So
I challenge you to never play it ever again.
No, I won't.
It's in the fucking.
I'm just gonna download it on the Switch, and you'll never know. You'll never know.
You just get to stare at the thumbnail.
You'll never know. Like, oh, it'd be so cool to play. All right. In the meantime, check us out on our website, gamefixshow.com. All of our social media links are there and everything like that. So please go check that out, gamefixshow.com. I think there's only one thing left to say, and that's it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Do or do not. Adios.
those turd nuggets.
Hi, this is comedian and writer, and let's be honest, I do a lot of things. This is Dean Archipotis, the host of Whiskey Business, the podcast not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. Yes, we drink and talk about whiskey, but we do so much more with so many interesting people. For example, we talk to comedians like Greg Warren.
You know, I don't want to brag, but let's just say I can walk into a Red Lobster and get whatever. You know, I think the pause right there is probably more important than the word.
Amazing athletes like boxing champion Buster Douglas.
When a fighter's down and he's looking for his mouthpiece instead of trying to get up.
That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah, yeah, right?
And yes, Bigfoot chasers.
Do you believe in Bigfoot? And if so, does he really eat beef jerky?
The Bigfoot thing is people have seen these, and I've seen a lot of compelling evidence about it.
It's Whiskey Business with Dean Archipotis. Join us for what we call a good conversation with a good pour. You really can't ask for much more than that, can you, people? Check us out at WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network.